You are listening to Resilient Life, the podcast where we explore the power of resiliency. I'm Nikita Ross. It is my hope that listening to this podcast will give you the tools to connect with and increase your resiliency. So join me on this adventure of self-discovery and self-love. For joining us for this episode of Resilient Life. Throughout these previous episodes, it has been so enlightening and so educating and so amazing to speak with individuals as they shared what resiliency means to them and how resilience has shown up in their lives. It has also given me a great opportunity to grow in my sense of resiliency, my definition of resiliency. I had been teaching it for so long. It was just like a really good perspective. And I've since created a tool for those who want to work either alone or in like a book club or a study group to increase their resiliency. And the workbook that I created is actually called Resilient Life. And we also have it in Spanish. I wanted to just talk a little bit about the workbook and the contents of it. So it's a very, very interactive workbook where each activity can help you increase your resiliency in different areas of your life. So self-esteem, goal setting, building a stronger support network. And we're focusing on one of the activities today, which is the cards activity. But the workbook itself has, as I stated earlier, several activities. They're all interactive. And for every activity, there's a description on how to engage with the activity. There's instructions on what you do with that activity, the purpose for that activity, and how it'll benefit you. Each of the activities has that. And as we go through the book in future episodes, we'll go into more detail. And this deck of cards gives you a chance to identify, connect with, express, and resolve your feelings. I feel like there's so many of us who don't always have the wherewithal, the skill set, the tools, to always grasp the emotion that we're feeling, to identify the emotion that we're feeling. And I feel like these cards are just so helpful in that way. I've used these cards years. I've not counted, but it's over 3 years that I've been using these cards, and they always get such a wonderful reception. People are like, hey, when I come back for another workshop, they're like, hey, did you bring the cards? And what I really like about these cards is it allows you to be vulnerable if you need to privately. It's not something that you have to share with a partner or a friend or whomever. This is something that you can do by yourself. It is fun to do it with others, but these cards can be standalone. Just one day you're waking up and you're like, I have feelings. I can't always identify at this moment. I can't identify what the feeling is, but there's something in there. And I've done this myself. I've actually gone through the cards and it's helped me like, oh, one, two, three. And I've ended up with like six cards. I'm like, I'm feeling this and I'm feeling this and I'm feeling this. And another great thing about the cards is it allows you to remember that we are very complex creatures. We are allowed, and oftentimes we do experience multiple emotions simultaneously. So for the longest time, I felt like if I'm feeling anger, that could be the only emotion, because I wasn't taught that several emotions can exist within this complex body at one time. And so it wasn't until I started working with these cards that I realized that I can be angry. I can be frustrated. I can be sad. I can be scared. I can be hopeful as well. That's one of the main things I've seen with working with individuals to increase their resiliency utilizing these cards is that light bulb that goes off when people are recognizing like, oh, one, I have multiple feelings. Two, sometimes these feelings aren't all in the same category. So we wouldn't necessarily think that if I'm feeling angry, I'm also feeling hopeful. And so like there's this specialness, for lack of a better word, the word will come to me later, but there's a specialness about being able to connect with, identify, connect with, sit with, process, and resolve these emotions, which is hard to do if we don't have the words for them. We didn't realize that we can have multiple at once. And so this is one of my favorite things about this particular activity in the workbook. As I said, there are others, and on different days, we'll go through the other workshops. But for this particular episode, I just wanted to dive deep into that one. The goal, as I stated earlier, is to just go through the cards and find the emotion that you're feeling in that moment. And card or cards, it could be several. As I told you earlier, I had six one time. And then, so that's the first step. I've identified this emotion. And then the second step is, okay, let me connect with that emotion. Why am I feeling sarcastic? How long have I been feeling sarcastic? Is there something that led to me feeling sarcastic? Why am I so focused? Am I overly focused? How long have I been focused? Is it causing any kind of problems in my life? Why am I feeling so powerful? How long have I been feeling powerful? What caused me to feel powerful? How do I tap into that again in the future? That led to this feeling of powerfulness so that when I need to get back to this feeling of powerfulness, I can do that. Just another example. Why am I feeling negative? Did something happen? Are my thoughts getting away from me again? How long have I been feeling negative? When did I first recognize it? And you may not know how long you've been feeling an emotion. So you may not be able to say, I've been feeling this since last week at 6 a.m. Not that specific in how long you've been feeling it, but has it been a day, 2 days, a couple of hours, just today, when you woke up, starting last night? Because that also helps us connect with something that could have triggered it. So if it was last night, oh yeah, I remember I was at the grocery store and this human was rude to me, or this human bumped into me and didn't say excuse me, or I feel amazing because this human paid for my groceries, or this human complimented me. And so that's good. So one, we identify the emotions, and then two, we're like, okay, when did it start? And then how long have I been feeling like this? And then what do I want to do with this emotion? If I'm feeling irritated, as an example, I've been feeling irritated for all week. Everything has been irritating me. Why? I don't know. I just feel irritated. And that's okay to not know immediately. Sometimes it comes to us later. Sometimes it never comes. I think one of the biggest things is to recognize that emotion. So I've been feeling irritated all week. Every time someone looks at me, I'm irritated. And it's like, okay, why? And that allows us to start to connect with ourselves, connect with our emotions. And I believe personally, through teaching, walking alongside people, educating people on how to increase their resiliency, that that's so important. Because ultimately, if we fully understand, we are the ones responsible for our emotions. Are you feeling bottled up? I've been feeling bottled up. I didn't realize I was feeling bottled up, but I recognize it now. I haven't been able to share this feeling, this thought that I have with my partner. And I'm stuffing it down and I didn't realize it, or I'm saying it's fine, everything's fine. And so I'm feeling bottled up and it doesn't feel good. And so it's so important for us to do that because it allows us to, as I said, identify, connect with, work through, and then release the emotions. And it's hard to do that if we're not taking those steps. It's hard to release it if we're not taking those steps. And then, of course, there's actually two cards that are blank because one of two reasons. One, sometimes we feel blank. I feel nothing. I don't know if you've ever been that way, the numbing feeling. And I have. But if you haven't, so grateful that you haven't. It's not a great feeling. So one of two, I feel nothing. I'm numb. Or the word or the feeling that I'm having is not in this deck of 60 emotions. And so we can go to this card in that place and just have this. And sometimes this is a good thing to help us say, I don't know what I feel. And I've noticed in years of like utilizing these cards with people that this has been a go-to card in the very beginning when people are first learning to identify, connect with, and work through, process the emotions. It's kind of like, I don't know the emotion. I feel nothing. But then as we progress, we're usually able to go through one of the 60. I would say if I were to do this exercise right now with you all being vulnerable and open, so don't judge me. I would say that I'm feeling radiant. I actually had a really good day today. I had my doctor's appointment and I got a clean bill of health, as the expression goes. And so I'm super happy about that. And I'm in a good place in my life, meaning all my needs are met. Most of my wants are taken care of. There are a few. We can always want for more, right? And so, but most of my wants are taken care of. And so I'm grateful. And so one of the emotions that I would choose today would be radiant. And that is also the exercise is, I didn't go through each step and say, how long have I been feeling this way? I did it so smoothly. I said today, because I had a good bill of health, I said, why? I said, how long? I connected with that emotion. And I know that, how to get back to it if I need to, that feeling of radiance is getting good news. And so I really love these cards. I've been working with individuals and these cards. Every time I do a resilience workshop, these cards come out. And as I said, they are so well received. Of course, they're in Spanish. So there are 60 that are in Spanish as well. Just same words, exact same feelings, just in Spanish. I work with a lot of bilingual individuals, and we want our work to be accessible, and I don't want any barriers to helping people increase their resilience. It's a great time for you to purchase your research-based, trauma-informed, copywritten resilience cards. As I said, I've been studying resiliency for over a decade and collecting data as we went along to make sure that we are actually increasing people's resiliency. So each of these cards, this whole deck in English has been copywritten. It's research-based and trauma-informed, as well as the Spanish version. We have it in both languages because Spanish has been the most requested language. And when I've worked alongside people to increase their resiliency, it has either been people who are native English speakers or people who are bilingual or people who are monolingual in Spanish. And so that has been the demand for this card to be translated into Spanish. And these are also copywritten, of course. They're duplicates of the English version, so they are also research-based and trauma-informed. It is so great to have these. And as demand grows, we will release additional versions in other languages. As for now, the two languages we have them available are English and Spanish. I'm so in support of individuals working to increase their resiliency. And one of the ways to do that is by identifying, connecting with, processing, and eventually releasing emotions. And I feel like one of the best ways to do that is by getting these cards that help you when you're thinking about, what am I feeling? I don't know what I'm feeling. So if you're interested in increasing your resiliency and you want this tool, this just like invaluable tool that can help you, it's very discreet. They fit into the palm of your hand. They don't take up much space. You can just have them in your drawer somewhere or in a corner of your desk. I'll work frustrated with the coworkers or the boss and just pull out these cards. And it's actually a good time to like just center ourselves and ground ourselves. These cards are so beneficial. That's not me bragging on my own work. I've been told countless times by so many different individuals that these cards are just so helpful, so wonderful. Thanks for watching. I hope this episode gave you some tools to connect with and increase your resiliency. I'm proud of you. Let's keep up the momentum. Follow Resilient Life on your favorite podcast platform and on YouTube at Resilient Life Podcast. Until next time, be kind to yourself and others.